News Talk 1110 and 99.3 WBT. Brett Jensen here, filling in for the other Brett, Brett Wernable. I'm here all week. I'm the original Brett, by the way, just in case there's any question. I was here first. I'm just saying. I'm Brett 1.0 and he's Brett 2.0. But we are here all week filling in for Mr. Wernable as he takes a much-needed vacation. You know, I took my vacation. Bo Thompson took his vacation. Now it's time for Brett Wernable to take his vacation. So, while he enjoys all things of having life away from work, I will be taking you up until 6 o'clock every single day. As a matter of fact, today we're taking you up till 6 o'clock, and we've got a lot in store. Mark Garrison is going to be joining us later before he joins starts his show at 6, but he's also going to be joining us probably during the right around 5 o'clock or so to talk some things going on with the vaccine and special thing that he's got going on for his show tonight, so we'll look at that as well. But usually it's at 5:45, 5:50, but we're going to do that a little bit earlier because there's some things, some news things that we need to talk about more than just, other than just his show, I should say. The Olympics. You watching? Anyone watching? TJ, you watching? Are you really? So I'm like an Olympic nut. And this is the honest to God's truth, even all weekend and everything else, when you can either watch the Olympics late at night while it's live, like say 11 o'clock at night, our time, 10 o'clock at night, our time. And it's, you know, because they are 13 hours ahead of us, 13 hours. So when it's 12 midnight here, it's 1 p.m. there. So when it's 9 a.m. here, it's 10, you know, or when it's 9 p.m. here, it's 10 a.m. there. So you can still watch it almost in prime time, to be honest with you. And this is the honest to God's truth. I have seen, just so I can say, oh, I saw the Olympics, I've seen 30 seconds. I'm not even joking. And it was, who was it? It was China versus New Zealand, China versus somebody in women's soccer, like the first day. And I also saw Canada play softball for about 30 seconds, like a half an inning. That's what I've seen. I tried to watch a little bit of the opening ceremonies. I saw 2 minutes, 3 minutes. I went, okay, I'm done. Because it's just not the same. And there are people out there in Charlotte and in earshot of my voice going, well, yeah, I'm not watching the Olympics either. Yeah, but you don't understand. For me to say I'm not watching the Olympics, like, that's a really, really big deal. I have watched every single Olympics since I can remember. I remember as a very small child, Nadia Comaneci getting the perfect score 10 in the 1976 Montreal Olympics. I remember Bruce Jenner in those same Olympics, now Caitlyn Jenner, but Bruce Jenner winning the decathlon gold and going on the Wheaties box. Like, I remember that. And, like, I've been obsessed with the Olympics ever. Like, one of the most hurtful moments of my childhood was when we chose not to participate in the 1980 Olympics at Moscow over protest of the Soviet Union invading Afghanistan. And, of course, then 4 years later, the Moscow and the communist countries boycotted the LA Olympics in 1984. Now, it had nowhere near the same impact. Like, the Moscow Olympics were devastated financially and all a lot of, because so many countries from all over the world didn't participate. And then Moscow and the Iron Bloc countries didn't participate in 84, and no one cared. Literally no one cared. Oh, we didn't even know Russia was here. Now, the side impact from that was in each Olympics, the Eastern Bloc nations won like all the medals when they were taking all their steroids in East Germany and Czechoslovakia and Yugoslavia and all that, Ukraine. And then in 84 happened, we just like ran the table on everything also because we didn't have to compete as Americans against all the steroids in Eastern Bloc nations. Like, I can go down every single Olympics. In 1988, watching Ben Johnson beat Carl Lewis in the 100-meter sprint, and then 2 days later getting testing positive for steroids and that whole thing. Like, I remember Carrie Strug and her, you know, lame ankle, like, in 1996. I remember all this stuff. Like, so you have to understand, like, this is a big deal for me. not to be watching the Olympics. But I will say this. It is somewhat comical. I do find it comical. And kind of like it makes me want to watch the fact that the U.S. lost in the men's basketball to France. Like, is it wrong that I'm like in the corner going, all right, way to go, France? Just because of what's going on with the NBA and everything, I like actually found myself cheering for that. Like, oh, all right. I didn't know that. Honestly, TJ, I didn't know until this morning. I was like, oh, America lost France. Like, that tells you how much I'm keeping up with it. And before anyone goes off and starts calling me and starts yelling an ism, racism, sexism, whatever it is, I was also, you know, like, I'm sort of, kind of, a little bit, maybe sort of, kind of hoping the same thing for the women's soccer team. There's not exactly a lot of African-Americans on that either. You know what I mean? It has nothing to do with color. It has everything to do with arrogance and what's going on and kneeling. And I just have a problem with that. And you had someone actually kneel in gymnastics as part of her routine. It was the kneeling. So am I like alone on an island? Like in 2004, when LeBron was young and Carmelo Anthony and Stephen Marbury, who he had all these players being coached by Larry Brown in the 2004 Olympics that nobody liked, and they won the bronze medal. And it was after that, it was like, we're going to get Mike Krzyzewski and we're going to get every best player we can, and this will never happen again. And LeBron literally got the nickname LeBron's because they won the bronze medal. And so, but people actually, Americans in 2004 were actually rooting against the American basketball team. And I sort of get the sense a little bit is happening again now going, okay, they lost to France. They lost just before that in an Olympic pre-trial like a week and a half ago, a week ago also to some other no-name country. Like, wait, it was Senegal or somebody out of Africa they lost to. You're like, wait, what? What? So we're going to get in the Olympics, and is there ever a moment that it's okay to want your country to lose a gold medal? Yeah. Is it okay? So we'll get in that. We'll take your phone calls. We'll talk to TJ. We'll talk to all you people out there. Is it ever okay to root against your own country in an athletic sports competition? Again, I'm not rooting against them. I'll just say it's not hurting my feelings if they lose. I'll put it that way. I don't want them to go out there and like lose every game. I don't care. Put it that way. I don't care if they win or lose. How about that? If they go 0-for, they just lost to France. Real quick, during the break, name five French basketball players that's ever played in the NBA. I got Tony Parker only because he was married to Eva Longoria, and I got Nick Batum only because he was playing here in Charlotte, semi-playing in Charlotte. Who else you got from France?
You're out here hustling, but you're also using the McDonald's app to have your favorites delivered to your door. That's hustling smarter. Order McDelivery in the McDonald's app at participating McDonald's.
News Talk 1110 and 99.3 WBT. Brett Jensen here. Oof. Today was some conversations. Don't you just love the conversations in between breaks? All right. So, you don't teach it. All right. So, look, here's the deal. Like, we're talking about the Olympics, and I'm going to get into that in a minute. I promise you. Because I know a lot of you want to call about that. 704-570-1110. Is it ever okay to root against your country in a particular sport if it's something national like the Olympics? Now, obviously, you don't want your country to lose everything because there's things that you want them to do exceedingly well in. But at the same point, maybe there's like the men's basketball team or the women's soccer team, or maybe there's a particular track and field person that you don't like. I mean, I don't know. Are you allowed to carry that over? Or are you unpatriotic if you're like, okay, I don't necessarily want them to win, but I don't care if they lose. But like something like that. If that makes it sense. Instead of going, I hope they lose every single game or whatever. Just like, yeah, you know what? America lost to France in basketball. France. They lost to France. Like seriously, France. Okay? Let me repeat that. France. So, like, there's a joke that's like, well, I'm not even going to get into that, but it was about World War I and World War II. Yeah. But anyways. But the point is, I didn't care. I did not care that they lost. I'm like, yeah, you know what? Good. Yeah, whatever. Good. Now, maybe they'll go on a roll and just steamroll everyone else through the rest of the tournament and win the gold medal. And that may happen. And if that happens, good for them. But they've lost two back-to-back games that are like, I'm sorry, you'd lost to who and who? And you play in the NBA? Okay. Okay. So 704-570-1110. A couple of things that we're going to be getting into that I want to get into today. A lot of the schools are deciding what to do about masks. You've got CMS going on, and you're Gaston County. You've got Mooresville that just came up with theirs. So we're going to get into a lot of the CMS stuff, and it's about the masks. And I've had many people reach out to me going, well, Brett, you know the American Association of Pediatrics, or the American Pediatrics Association, I think it's the APA, they all came out and it's like, you know, we recommend the children wear masks and da-da-da, which is fine. And I had a school board member say that to me. But I find it convenient when this same American Academy or the Academy of American Pediatrics or American Pediatrics Academy, it's one of those three. It's some way in that order. Came out 7 months ago, December-ish, and said, hey, it's safe for kids and teachers to be in school. Kids don't give it to teachers. If teachers get it, they're getting it from home or going out with their friends at a restaurant or whatever. And if kids get it, they're fine. They're going to be okay. So I find it curious that they're now referencing them. I mean, don't forget, you had the head of the CDC. You had the head of all these people going, get the kids in school. Get the kids in school. They're safe. And like that one teacher of that claims to be the head teacher guy in Mecklenburg County, that is a clown. That's a literal clown, in my opinion. My opinion. Because he's gone after me on Twitter a few times. And he just states a bunch of nonsense. Was literally thought like everyone, the teachers were going to be start dropping like flies. So when we come back, let's talk Olympics, and then let's talk CMS and math.
One morning, you just walk in with a bag of everyone's faves from McDonald's, drop it on the counter, and say, breakfast is on me. Boom. That's the power of saving money on the McDonald's app. Hope you can handle all that. Save money with the app. At participating McDonald's, must opt into rewards.
News Talk 1110 and 99.3 WBT. Brett Jensen here, sitting in for Brett Whittable. Mr. Garrison will be joining us in about 90 minutes or so. Okay, so let's go to the phones. Let's get a little bit about this Olympics. We're going to get into all the CMS because Caldwell County, Cleveland County, Hickory Public Schools, that's all today. You had Mooresville literally just say masks are going to be optional. Here's the thing. That's what parents like. The parents who are actually being interviewed wearing a mask going, yeah, this way I have the option to put my kid in a mask if I deem that I think it's necessary. And then you have other parents going, no, I don't think my kid should have to wear a mask. And that way the kid wearing the mask is, you know, whatever, they feel safer. So, you know what? It's a win-win to make it parents. So, because if you're a school board and you make things mandatory, what you're saying is the parents don't have enough intelligence to determine what's best for their own child. That's what you're saying. So, again, all these are going to be coming to a head. Gaston County's tomorrow. By the way, just so you know, every single school district in and around, I should say around Mecklenburg County, thus far, that has already voted on this, has already, all of them have voted to make it optional, not mandatory. So, but once again, I will be surprised if CMS is not on an island on this. I will be totally surprised. But we're going to get into all that momentarily. Keith, thanks for calling, Keith. I appreciate it.
How you doing, Brett?
Pretty good, but I appreciate you calling.
I was watching the soccer game where Rapinoe and company lost, and basically sitting in a bar, and I started laughing and cheering when I saw how badly it was going for them, and I caught some eyes from some of my friends. And then France beats the United States, and I started cheering, and somebody says to me, you know, you can't pull against the United States. I said, what the hell do you think they're doing? I think they all ought to be able to wear, like, a little black ribbon or something. If you want to take a knee, go ahead and wear it all the time so I know who to cheer against.
Well, you know, and that the thing is that, you know, again, I remember in 2004 when so much of America was against the men's basketball team, and it became such a thing that, like, the men's basketball squad was so traumatized by America actually pulling against them. That's when they said, we've got to go get Krzyzewski. That's literally how it happened. I'm not, like, that's exactly how it happened. But I also remember in 04, because I was doing sports radio then, a lot of sports radio while I was, at the time, I was at foxsports.com, but I was doing a lot of radio. And that I remember a lot of people saying that you were un-American and that never, ever is it okay to root against anything from your own country in a sporting competition. And I just remember thinking, yeah, I don't know if that's the case. I don't know if that's the case.
It's absolutely not. If they want to be political characters and put themselves out there as pundits and super protesters, then I get to value that part of their character as highly as their supposed ability to kick a ball around on a field.
I appreciate the phone call. Thanks a lot, Keith. Let's go back. Charlie, thanks for calling, Charlie. Appreciate it, buddy.
Hey, Brett, I'm in the same camp as Keith and you regarding I do not think it's unpatriotic not to pull for your team. I'm old enough to remember the 1968 Olympics when Tommy Smith and John Carlos disrespected the flag, and from then on, you know, it's only sports, and, you know, I'm definitely pulling against the soccer team and against our basketball team.
Well, I will say this. If you are pulling against the basketball team as well as the soccer team, no one can say it's racism. Because, and no one can say it's sexism. Because if you're pulling against men and women, and if you're pulling against a heavy majority of minorities as well as a heavy majority of Caucasian, you basically got all the angles covered. And it's just, and it goes to, I would think, your dislike of the individuals participating in those events.
It has nothing to do with gender, race, color, ethnicity. It has to do with the individuals and their attitude about our country first, which is typically not patriotic. And so that's where I stand. And again, I was horrified when Tommy Smith and John Carlos disrespected the flag. I was only 14 years old at the time also. But I was really pulling for the swimming team last night and all of our swimmers. And I'll pull for all of the other sports for sure.
I appreciate the phone call, Charlie. Thanks a lot. You know what's funny? So, TJ, I'm trying to find out, okay, what's going on in the Olympics? I haven't been watching the Olympics. And I want someone. So TJ's a millennial, but he doesn't act like a millennial. And if you saw him, you would never think he's a millennial. But so I want to throw that out
there. I don't know what that means.
Well, I just want to throw that out there. But you're younger. You're what, early 30s, late 20s?
I'm almost 35.
Okay. So you're still in your early 30s. When you're in 35, then it's over.
Then it's over. Okay.
Because you're no longer in your early 30s, which means, oh, well, I'm actually closer to 29 than I am 40. And no, not anymore.
No.
So anyway, but anyways. So I'm doing some research because I'm not kidding when I say I haven't looked at any of the Olympics. And I am I don't think people fully understand my just innate passion for all sports. Like, I'm a geek and learn all the rules and everything and will watch everything. I was the dork memorizing the back of baseball cards when I was 7 years old, where these players are born, where they're from, what minor league teams. Like, I was that kid, right? So this morning, I started like doing stuff like, oh, what's going on in the Olympics? And I see this headline, 13-year-old, I think it's maybe somebody out of China, Japan. I don't know. It's an Asian. A 13-year-old wins the street skateboarding gold medal. Won the what? Street skateboarding gold medal, and it was a 13-year-old? That's part of the Olympics now?
You have a problem with skateboarding being in the Olympics? That's the way you looked at me says yes.
They took baseball away from the Olympics. They took a lot of other sports away so they could add this. Because for the longest time, they kept saying, oh, well, we can only have 87 sports. Or it wasn't that. It was like maybe 45 sports, whatever it was. We can only have this many events. We can't have baseball and street skateboarding.
You got to go with the popularity.
Oh, I didn't realize there was like a big national momentum and, you know, like signatures and everything else to try and get street skateboarding in the Olympics so a 13-year-old could win the gold medal.
One morning, you just walk in with a bag of everyone's faves from McDonald's, drop it on the counter, and say, breakfast is on me. Boom! That's the power of saving money on the McDonald's app. Hope you can handle all that. Save money with the app. At participating McDonald's, must opt into rewards.
News Talk 1110 and 99.3 WBT. Brent Jensen here, sitting in for Brett Winterbull. Taking you up until 6 o'clock tonight. Telephone number 704-570-1110. And I would be very remiss if I didn't say, if you really want to know what's going on in the city of Charlotte, you need to follow me on Twitter. If you want the breaking news, you need to follow me on Twitter. And I don't mean to sprain my shoulder as I pat myself on the back here, because TJ won't do it, so I have to do it myself. But there's a reason why they call me Breaking Brad Jensen. Just saying. And Charlotte's most eligible. they sort of go hand in hand. Because I'm so busy working and trying to get the scoop, I don't have enough time for a dating life. Hence, I'm always eligible. Or something like that, TJ. Something. Yeah. That's my story, and I'm sticking to it. 704-570-1110. Okay, so we're going to get into Panthers later on, and Mark Garrison is going to be coming in just a little bit over an hour from now. Cases of the Delta variant are on the rise. Okay? They're on the rise. And North Carolina is sort of in the bottom half, semi-middle of the pack in terms of states that have been vaccinated. Now, the two worst states in the country, see if this comes as a surprise to anybody, in terms of having the fewest amount of its citizens fully vaccinated. Not partially, fully vaccinated. TJ, take a wild guess. The two worst states in the country for being fully vaccinated in terms of, not say population, but percentage of their population.
Mississippi and Alabama.
How did you know that? Did you see that?
No.
That's literally the two states, Mississippi and Alabama. I'm not even joking.
Let's call them the usual suspects.
Okay, there's truth in that statement. Okay, Mr. Smart Guy. The two areas of the country that have had the most people vaccinated, percentage-wise.
Two states?
Two areas.
Northeast and the West Coast.
Northeast, like from New Jersey up, all of, but because it's all of New England, but it's also New York, New Jersey.
Right.
Like, has the highest amount of population. And the second highest, sort of the West Coast, was the Northwest.
Ah.
Washington, Oregon. California, surprisingly, no, like just upper half of the upper 50% in terms of states, but they're not, it's not like what you, oh my gosh, you know, if everyone in California is getting vaccinated. No, they're not. And a lot of people might think Florida people aren't getting vaccinated, but they are. They're about in the same range as California. And North Carolina is like just below them, along with South Carolina and Tennessee and the other states in the Midwest, like Indiana and Arizona, in terms of percentages. But the areas where the people have gotten the most vaccines, Washington, Oregon, and then all of the Northeast. And that shouldn't surprise you. But I will say this. And I find this so hypocritical. I really do. all those people that got vaccinated in the Northeast and in the Northwest, how many of them said, A, that Trump's vaccine would be dangerous and that they weren't going to get the vaccine because it was going to be dangerous because Trump was in charge, when he literally had nothing to do with it other than funding? That's literally all the government had to do with it. Didn't matter if it was Biden, Trump, it doesn't matter. It was just funding and getting rid of some of the red tape. That's all it was. Like, we have to expedite this. We have to expedite this fast. Here's the funding. You don't have to go around and beg, you know, nonprofits or donors or whatever for the money. Here's the money. And that's all the federal government did. That's, Trump literally had nothing to do with it other than, which is a big deal, getting rid of the red tape, which he did, you know, expedited it, made it fast, and provided the funding. And so I have seen many, many clips. There's all these clips on YouTube, but you can also find them all over the internet, all over the Twitter, all over, where people saying, there's no way I'm ever getting this vaccine, and, you know, it's not going to be safe, and Trump, and there's no way it's going to be ready before December, which it was here in North Carolina, it was December 14th. December 14th. I don't know why I remember that date. It was December 14th in North Carolina. The first person, Dr. Passeretti at Atrium, was the very first person in North Carolina to get the vaccine. December 14th. And so, but now, all these same people who swore they were never going to get it because Trump was in charge and it was going to be dangerous are the exact same people going, oh my gosh, look at all these morons not getting vaccinated. Wait, what? What? And when some of these people, like very big time prominent talk show people, people have reached out to them on Twitter. Well, wait a minute. Here's what you said in last July, and now you're saying this July? What's the difference? What happened between then and now when you swore you would never get it because the vaccine that Trump was doing was going to kill everybody and not cure everybody? And then all these people are like getting blocked on Twitter. Way to answer. Way to be held accountable. Stunned news media doesn't want to be held accountable. Just stunned by that, TJ. Don't look what I used to say. Only look what I do say. Okay. Don't worry about what I put on Twitter 1,000 times. Only worry about what I put on Twitter this one time. Okay. I didn't realize that's how it works, but okay. Thank you. All right, when we come back, we'll take more of your phone calls. We're also going to get into a lot of the CMS stuff and the schools all the way around. Because I'm anxious to hear from you parents. Do you think it should be mandatory or do you think it should be optional? As of right now, every single county that has voted on this around Mecklenburg County has made it optional. And they're expecting that tonight with Caldwell County, Cleveland County, Gaston County, maybe even Hickory City Public Schools. Mooresville just did it, making masks optional, not required. So I want to hear you parents out there. Should it be mandatory or should it be optional? 704-570-1110.
You're out here hustling, but you're also using the McDonald's app to have your favorites delivered to your door. That's hustling smarter. Order McDelivery in the McDonald's app. I participate in McDonald's.
News Talk 1110 and 99.3 WBT. Brett Jensen here, sitting in for Mr. Winnable, taking you up until 6 o'clock. In less than an hour, Mr. Mark Garrison will be joining us to talk things related to COVID, and we just can't get away from it. Like, it's like Michael Corleone in Godfather 3. The only famous line from Godfather 3, every time I think I'm out, they pull me back in. Every time I think we're about done with COVID, it happens again. And it's happening. I mean, make no mistake, it is happening with the Delta variant. And it's people who have not been vaccinated. Now, there are a couple of things that I don't understand. And I've yet to get an actual answer on this, and I need to. And I think the only way that I would get the answer is if I actually drove my happy rear end to Raleigh to do the governor's press conference in person, because I don't anticipate being called upon, because we know how that works out when I try to call in, right? We know how that worked out for 14 months. But the question that I have, and I'm being sincere when I say this. So yes, they're calling it breakthrough cases, where people who have been vaccinated who have who have tested positive, okay? Don't forget that none of these vaccines are 100%. It was like, I think Johnson & Johnson had something like a 78% efficiency rate. And Pfizer and Moderna had about a 95% efficiency rate. Okay, so they're not 100% effective. But here's what I don't understand. I really, truly don't understand this. And maybe the next time Gibby Harris or Dr. Meg Sullivan from Oklahoma County have a press conference, I'll ask them if they have one. And they might have one now that the Delta is starting to, like, wreak havoc a little bit. But the question that I have is, if you're fully vaccinated, we know that it, if you catch it, and you can catch it, you're not immune from it. If you catch it, you'll either have no symptoms or extremely minor symptoms. We know that. That's what the vaccine helps prevent, the major symptoms. It's extremely rare for you to be vaccinated, be healthy, and have to go to the hospital if you catch it. It's extremely rare. So we know that. I think it was Atrium that came out a week ago or a week and a half ago that said, look, 99% of all our patients who have it have never been vaccinated. So the 1%, there's a 1%, like, which is so minuscule. But here's what I don't understand. If you are vaccinated, the likelihood of you transmitting it to someone else, that's the other thing the vaccine does. It basically suppresses you from transmitting it to someone else. So if TJ hasn't been vaccinated, he has. But for this argument, TJ hasn't been vaccinated. I have been vaccinated. And let's say I test positive. Me passing it to TJ, even though he's not been vaccinated, is very, 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 very unlikely. And if he has been vaccinated, it's even more astronomically unlikely that he's going to catch it from me if we've both been vaccinated, even though I'm testing positive. So we know that. So what I don't understand is, why do you have to self-quarantine? Why do you have to isolate? Now, I understand you could be, well, it's because of all the people who haven't been vaccinated. I get that. But at some point, there's an argument. Somebody, a friend of mine actually made this argument the other day, and he has nothing to do with news media. He's not in healthcare. As a matter of fact, he's in IT, high-level IT. And he said, at some point, when do you stop protecting, you know, are you sacrificing the many to save the few? Are you infringing on the many, all their rights, all their life, because we got the vaccine, as opposed to those who haven't? So are you going to cater to all those who haven't? And I said, look, I said, I don't know. I said, I know that the reason they're still doing this is because so many people haven't gotten the vaccine. And I'm not here to tell you to get the vaccine, but I'll tell you this. I don't care if you catch COVID. I really don't. I don't. That's on you. That's your choice. That's you know, driving a motorcycle without a helmet is dangerous. And you can do that in South Carolina. Or at least you used to. I think you still can. I think you still can. And I don't want anything to happen to you, but if it does, you knew the risk. You know there's the Delta variant. You know this. And especially if you've got an underlying condition, like if you're overweight or diabetes or hypertension or you've had cancer previously, whatever the case may be, and you choose not to get it, and then you catch COVID, I gotta be honest with you. I'm sorry that you got it, but I don't have the sympathy. Because you know what risk you're taking. You're an adult. You're an adult. So I don't know. The argument is, should I have to curtail my life because you haven't been vaccinated? Not my problem. That's the argument you keep hearing. Not my problem. You want to get vaccinated? Fine, don't get vaccinated. Doesn't mean I should have to wear a mask. Even if I test positive, I should have to wear a mask because the vaccine prevents you basically from giving it to the next person. So there's a lot of people, a lot of these were arguments that my friends were asking me, and I'm like, I don't have the answers to these. That's why I want to ask Dr. Cohen or Gibby Harris, the Mecklenburg County Health Director, or Dr. Meg Sullivan, who's the medical director for Mecklenburg County. I want to ask them, say, hey, what? Why are we having to do that? Just because people are like, don't mask. I literally got a text from someone that I know very well and talked to quite a bit that said, are you about to vaccine shame me? It's like, no, don't care. I don't care. But if you catch it, I don't care. I don't care either way. I don't care if you caught it. I don't care if you get vaccinated. That's your choice. Just like if you want to ride a motorcycle without a helmet, it's your choice. Because now California is making all state employees get vaccinated. City of New York is making all city employees get vaccinated. The VA is making everyone get vaccinated that works there. I get it.
You're out here hustling, but you're also using the McDonald's app to have your favorites delivered to your door. That's hustling smarter. Order McDelivery in the McDonald's app. At participating McDonald's.
704-570-1110. That is the telephone number to reach out here on News Talk 1110 at 99.3 WBT. Okay, so here's the thing. I know a lot of you people, or not a lot, but some of you are calling and going, that's not true, Brett. You can spread it if you have the vaccine. Of course you can spread it, but it's extremely less likely. Yes, you can also catch it if you have the vaccine, but you're extremely less likely. And I'm sitting here looking at all these documents, looking at all these reports coming out in June and July about spreading it if you've been fully vaccinated. And there's this one article in a health journal that says, if you are fully vaccinated and you are having, and you have no symptoms, but you have it, you've tested positive, you have it, but you're asymptomatic and you're fully vaccinated, then the odds of you spreading it are almost none. Like, you almost have to show symptoms before you're even remotely contagious. They're saying if you're asymptomatic, you're not a spreader. Like, could it happen? Yes. What are the odds of it happening? Very small. Just like, can a child pass it to an adult? Yes. But it's extremely unlikely. It does happen, not a lot, but it does happen. So I understand where some of you are going, Brett, you can spread it. Yeah, I know you can, but sorry. And this is just me personally speaking, as a citizen of Charlotte, Mecklenburg County, North Carolina, in the United States and North America. If you're not wanting to get the vaccine, and I'm not going to say, I don't care if you get the vaccine. I really don't. TJ knows me well enough to know that I just don't care. There are so many things I just don't care about that people get all fired up about. I just don't care. But at the same point, if you choose not to get it, I just don't. You catch it? I don't care. I'm sorry that you got it. I hope that everything comes out all right. But if you get sick, that's you. I'm sorry. That sounds extremely callous, but I will also tell you, and I'm not making excuses, but I'm not the most sympathetic person in the world. And I also think that helps me be a really good reporter a lot of times, because my emotion is completely removed, whether it's covering sports and the Tar Heels and Duke and the Panthers and the Hornets or Clemson and South Carolina, like whatever. Like, I've been able to withdraw the emotion and just look at something for what it is. I do that in relationships. I get all analytical about it. I step away and look at things practically, or at least try to, and analyze things and break things down. Okay, well, what happens here? What happened to this? Why did this go bad? Why did that go bad? And it's the same thing with news. Like, I have been in the most horrific situations where there has literally been brains on the side of a wall, and I didn't even think twice about it. because I go into news mode. I go into news mode and I go into work mode. And then I start going, okay. And you detach all emotions from it. I really do. And it's the same thing with COVID. I don't care if you get, I don't care if you refuse to take it. I really don't. God bless you. And I've told many people this. The main reason, the overwhelming reason why I got vaccinated, because even in March, I knew I wanted to go to Chernobyl. I knew this. And I knew in order to travel, I was going to need a vaccination card, just like you need a passport or a visa. They're one and the same. They're no different. I had no problem with that. Hey, you're a country? You want to make sure I don't go into your country without a vaccination? Okay. But you're right. Who am I to say that you're doing it wrong? That's your country, not my country. I have to have a visa and a passport to get in your country anyway. So what's the difference? So that's the thing. So if you catch it and you refuse or don't want to get it, okay. I don't care. Don't care. So again, but there are companies that are making you do. We already know about HM and Hell and Novon. And I know Brett Winterbull covered that a lot last week about HM and Novon making it mandatory for all their employees to get the vaccine. Some of you may not know, it's mandatory to get the flu shot. At least it used to be at Novant. I think it still is at Novant and Atrium. You couldn't work there without the flu shot. You didn't have to get the flu shot, but you weren't working there. So now the VA is making all its employees get the vaccine as well. And this is going to be something that companies are going to start doing. No one's going to force you to get it. But if you want to work at Company A or Company B or Company C, and they're making it mandatory, if they're not going to let you work at home, you got two choices. Get the shot or find a new job. You know, I mean, that's literally what it boils down to. And I am not here to pressure anyone to get the vaccine. Like I said, literally, the overwhelming reason why I got the vaccine was so I could travel. Seriously, if I could travel without the vaccine, there's a 50-50 chance I may not have gotten the vaccine, in all sincerity. Carolina Panthers, guess what? The only people that can go to training camp this year are those who have been vaccinated. Not even partially vaccinated, fully vaccinated. And I had to go this morning and get a COVID test this morning at Bank of America Stadium so I could go to training camp tomorrow morning for the arrival of players. That's an NFL mandate. Okay. Well, if I don't want to get vaccinated, well, guess who's not covering the Carolina Panthers? I'll be sitting at home eating Cheetos like every other sports talk show host. Instead of actually going to the games, locker rooms, and practices.
One morning, you just walk in with a bag of everyone's faves from McDonald's, drop it on the counter, and say, breakfast is on me. Boom. That's the power of saving money on the McDonald's app. Hope you can handle all that. Save money with the app. At participating McDonald's, must opt into rewards.
News Talk 1110 and 99.3 WBT. Brett Jensen here, sitting in for Brett Winterbull. Don't worry, he'll be back next week. I promise you. Although I got a busy day tomorrow ahead, TJ. Busy, busy day. I have to be in Spartanburg at Wofford by 7:45 a.m. Which means I got to leave my house by about 6:15 a.m. So I can go down there for the arrival of the Carolina Panther players and then get all the interviews, see what's going on, talk to Christian McCaffrey, Sam Darnold, you know, DJ Moore, Robbie Anderson, all these people, Brian Burns, Jeremy Chin, do all that stuff, send it in, do the reports for FNZ and BT, get in my car, drive back to Charlotte, and then try and prepare for a three-hour show, then come and do a three-hour show. Oh, and the good news is I get to do the same thing on Wednesday. Yeah. Yeah. Awesome. Awesome, awesome, awesome. So, but anyways, so we got that going on tomorrow. So I'll have some Panthers audio for you guys tomorrow that I'll just keep specifically for this show. I won't share it with anybody else. We'll share it with the other two stations, with BT and FNZ. We'll keep that to ourselves so we can just share that here. So cases are rising all over the place because of the Delta variant. We know this. I mean, they just are. And they're going up dramatically. I think it was on Friday, we had 2,000 new cases on Friday, just in the state of North Carolina, where a week earlier, we had had 800 new cases. So those who have not been vaccinated are catching it and testing positive. Yes, we are having some breakthrough cases, but I really don't even count those. So I was curious if the Delta variant, and I want you to call in, 704-570-1110. Has the Delta variant and people getting sick again given you reason to go, you know what? Maybe now's a good time to get vaccinated. Have you thought about getting vaccinated if you're not vaccinated? Again, I don't care if you get vaccinated. I really don't. You want to wear a mask all day? Great. Wear a mask all day. You want to make your kids have to wear a mask all day? Great. Put that burden on your children. Great. Because I'm sure they love it. But I'm curious if you thought, you know what? Countries are opening up. I'd like to travel, so maybe I'll get the vaccine. Literally, my best friend in the entire planet, the only reason he got vaccinated is because he's getting married in September and he wants to go on a honeymoon out of the country. Literally the only reason he got vaccinated. And he said, I'm only getting the one shot. So he went and got Johnson & Johnson. He's like, I'm not getting two of these. But literally the only reason he got vaccinated was so he could travel for his honeymoon in September. So, but now with the Delta variant, and I'm just curious, are you, if you haven't gotten the vaccine, are you more likely to get the vaccine, or are you at least thinking about getting the vaccine? Because I'm curious how this thing works. And I was curious if people were actually going, you know what? The thing's spreading pretty good again. Things are going up. More and more people, you know, people are going back to the hospital again. We had 2,000 new cases in North Carolina on Friday. You know what? Okay, maybe now's a good time to go ahead and do it. The vaccine's 100% safe. 100% safe. Like, we know this. Or 99.99999999% safe. Put it that way. Because there's what, eight women out of 8 million? Right? Notice how we haven't heard about that anymore? Notice since that moment when they came out about, oh, these 8 women and all in their 30s and 40s. I haven't heard about that since, have we? Has there been reports of any women? Now, there were some reports about young teens potentially getting some kind of heart palpitations or whatever. But, again, very rare. But at the same point, so I'm curious, the fact that cases are going up again and you're now going to be allowed to travel to most European countries, Asia's still on lockdown. TJ, the reason I wound up doing a whole Eastern Europe thing was because I couldn't go to Asia. I was going to hit 2 countries in Asia and then hit 2 countries in Europe. Like, Romania wasn't even on the list. Like, that wasn't even, like, the Romania thing was a throw-in at the very end. And honestly, so was Poland. That was a throw-in at the end. Ukraine was like, oh, I'm going to Ukraine. I'm going to Chernobyl. Like, that was part of it. But I can't. Asia's still on lockdown. Still on lockdown. All the Asian countries. So I was like, well, okay, now I got to, like, call an audible. All right, well, where's let me in? Okay. Romania's like, oh, you've been vaccinated? Yeah, just long as you're breathing, we don't care. Do you have money? That's all we care about. That's literally, like, Romania's like, yeah, come on in. So anyway, so I'm curious, will you get vaccinated? Because A, countries are starting to open up around the world and you're going to need to be vaccinated, or have had COVID within the last 6 months. That's the other thing. Either fully vaccinated or COVID within the last 6 months. That's the requirement. And you have to show that you've had COVID within the last 6 months. But because of the Delta variant, are you thinking about maybe, you know what, okay, people aren't dropping like flies because they got the vaccine. They're not having limbs fall off. They're not growing tails. So maybe now's a good time to get the vaccine. Are you thinking about that? 704-570-1110.
One morning, you just walk in with a bag of everyone's faves from McDonald's, drop it on the counter, and say, breakfast is on me. Boom. That's the power of saving money on the McDonald's app. Hope you can handle all that. Save money with the app. At participating McDonald's, must opt into rewards.
News Talk 1110 and 99.3 WBT. Brett Jensen here. Telephone number 704-570-1110. The Delta variant. Is it making you think that you want to get, now's a good time to get vaccinated if you have not been vaccinated? I'm really curious to speak to those who have not been vaccinated. Is it maybe like, you know what, maybe now's a good time? And we're going to talk to Mark Garrison coming up shortly because I asked Mark to, he spoke with Gibby Harris today. I said, hey, while you've got Gibby on the phone, ask her about if people are actually getting vaccinated more in the last week or two because of the Delta variant. Or are you thinking about, like, my best friend on the entire planet who got vaccinated only so he could go out on his honeymoon? Or what? I'm just curious if now you've been thinking about doing it. So let's go to Mary. Thanks for calling, Mary. I appreciate it.
Oh, hey.
Yes, ma'am.
Yeah, my daughter is having my first grandchild in September. And I'm going to be the baby's nanny come November. And I didn't want to be like an X factor, possibly bringing it in the house.
See, and I get it, and that's very smart. And you know, and here's the thing: if you want to get on American Airlines or Delta or United or anywhere else, if you've got to fly, you also got to get tested nonstop.
Right.
And it's just like, you know, and the thing is, you can like to travel. I know some people, like I said, my best friend on the entire planet, literally the only reason he got vaccinated was so he could go on his honeymoon out of the country. That's the only
right.
reason he got vaccinated. And now that your granddaughter's coming in and you don't want to have that worry, it's like, oh my gosh, am I going to potentially give my granddaughter something?
Right, or grandson, right.
Exactly.
I just didn't want it to be, you know, God forbid he gets anything. I don't think he will, but I just didn't want it to be anybody looking at me going, did you bring that in?
Right. No, exactly. No, I get it. And I totally get it. And I think a lot of people in your same situation would do the exact same thing. And I appreciate the phone call. I really do appreciate it. You know, that's the thing. But yeah, I mean, that's why I'm just curious. Are people thinking like, okay, you know what? Maybe now's a good time. James, thanks for calling, James. I appreciate it.
Hey there. How you doing?
Pretty good, buddy.
Yeah, I was just I just recently kind of changed my mind too because of the you know, people, you know, they don't know, kind of like the lady said before, don't want to be the one everybody's looking at, even though
right.
even though, you know, some people say that the, you know, if you're vaccinated you can catch it and possibly spread it, who knows,
very unlikely, but yes,
yeah. And you know, but and then there's the job, you know, for me there's, it's kind of a bunch of factors together, you know, and most of the people are dying are the unvaccinated currently, so
almost all of them.
It's a combination of all of, you know, a bunch of factors together for me, you know, but probably this newer stuff did push me over the edge.
And it's not any more deadly, it's just more contagious, which means more people are catching it faster. Again, it's not a deadlier strain. I mean, it's the same death toll as the previous one. It's just that more people are catching it because it spreads much faster. That's the thing about the Delta variant. It just spreads faster. That's the whole thing about it.
Yeah, I did notice one thing, you know, kind of that, you know, I don't know, and it's right off the CDC website that, you know, if people really want to, they do have the a list of adverse reactions.
Yes.
You know, more extensive than, you know, the three ladies that you claimed earlier. You know, there's a few more issues than that, but they're not, like you said, there's super rare still.
Exactly. That's the thing. And I appreciate the phone call, James. Thanks a lot. Yeah, I mean, look, people, there are going to be bad. There's nothing basically ever invented or grown that someone doesn't have a reaction to. Peanuts ring a bell? Penicillin? People were having to wear ID bracelets. Don't give penicillin. Well, you didn't know you were allergic to penicillin until you got penicillin. You know, I mean, it just, Whoever thought people would be lactose intolerant? Like, that wasn't even a thing when we were growing up. No one ever heard of, I'm lactose. Can't eat cheese. Can't eat milk. Can't drink milk. Lactose. I'm going to blow up like a balloon. What? What are you talking about? Oh, I got to be gluten-free. Okay. How about free for my life? How about that? How about that? Like, so again, everything. There's nothing on this planet that someone doesn't have an adverse reaction to. There are people who can't leave a bubble, like a literal plastic bubble, because their body can't handle the elements and the immune systems. Like, the boy in the bubble. That was a real thing. There are real people who live in real bubbles. There's nothing. So if you said, well, Brett, the air, well, nope, because you got people that live in bubbles. So, I mean, again, there's nothing. There's nothing that is that way. I mean, everything out there, someone is going to have an adverse reaction, including vaccines. So, I mean, again, that's the big thing. That's the big thing. Let's see. Let's go back to the phones here. Randy, thanks for calling, Randy. I appreciate it.
That I can take it and live through it.
Say that again, Randy.
I said there's nothing on the ATF says that if I take it, that I'm going to live through it.
You have to explain to me. I missed a lot of. So what's going on? What's talk to me from the beginning. You're on air. You're on air, Randy. You've got diabetes, okay?
Yeah, and I've had the COVID.
Okay. Well, that's good. And I'm glad you're still talking to me about it.
That it ain't going to react on me and take my life.
Well, that's something that, look, I can't, Randy, look, here's the thing. When it comes to heart attacks and diabetes and stuff like that, that's something that you definitely need to talk to your physician about. Your oncologist, or since you said you've had cancer, or your doctor that's helping you with your diabetic situation, they're the ones who would have all the information. I can't sit here and say, oh, go get it. But I do know people who had cancer and some people who were diabetic were way up in front of the line to get it. Now, not in this state. Not in this state. They were letting, like, healthy 30-year-olds, if you were a nurse, get it before someone who had cancer or had diabetes in this state. Like, that was remember that? That was like back in March, February and March, and that was like a big deal. Wait a minute. You're letting a healthy 25-year-old teacher get the shot before a 64-year-old with diabetes or cancer? Really? That's what you're going to do? And then Governor Cooper had to quickly about face and change that and make that available for everyone. But look, obviously there have been a lot of people with cancer and a lot of people with diabetes get the shot. But I will not sit here and ever tell you to get the shot. That is something that you need to specifically talk to your oncologist about and specifically talk to your personal physician or whoever's treating you for the diabetes. That's who you need to speak to. I am not a doctor, and I don't even play one on TV. I don't. I just go to all these health press conferences. All right, when we come back, Mark Garrison is going to join us. We're going to continue talking some of this COVID stuff because he had a chance to speak with Mecklenburg County Health Director Gibby Harris. News Talk.
One morning, you just walk in with a bag of everyone's faves from McDonald's, drop it on the counter, and say, breakfast is on me. Boom. That's the power of saving money on the McDonald's app. Hope you can handle all that. Save money with the app. At participating McDonald's, must opt into rewards.
710 and 99.3 WBT, the Brett Winterbull Show. I am Brett Jensen, filling in for one Mr. Brett Winterbull. Brett will return next week. I'm filling in for him all this week. We're taking you up till 6 o'clock tonight. Of course, at 6 o'clock is when Mark Garrison and the Fabulous Sean at 6 takes hold of you and gets you on your way home or on your way to dinner or wherever
it is. Take hold of you.
That's right. It just grabs you and won't let go. That's the way you want it.
Sure.
You don't want to be able to shake it off. You want to, like, oh, man, this is just riveting. It's got me.
It's got me, like COVID.
Right. Well, speaking of which, so Mark Garrison joins us now. And, again, Mark will be coming up in less than an hour with Charlotte at 6. But so you had a chance to talk to Gibby Harris, and I've been talking, and I asked the listeners last segment, Mark, is because of what's going on with the Delta variant, and because of, you know, some countries requiring you to be vaccinated to get in, and I don't have a problem with that. It's just like you got to have some countries, you got to have a visa. Some countries you don't have to have a visa. All countries you got to have a passport. I mean, yeah. That's so be it. It's just another document you got to have.
Right.
To get into Ukraine, you literally have to buy Ukrainian health insurance. It comes out to be like $1.05 a day.
Aflaxky.
That's right. So I was curious, because of what's going on with the Delta variant, we are seeing a big rise. Like on Friday, we had 2,000 new cases, where on Monday, we had 800 new cases. So mm-hmm. It's increasing dramatically. Is this making you think that now might be the time to go ahead and get the vaccine, since people aren't dropping like flies from having gotten it earlier in the spring? And you had a chance to talk to Gibby Harris about that.
And I asked her that specifically. So is the Delta variant that we hear so much about, is it driving people to roll up their sleeves?
It has not seemed to be a huge trigger at this point. We still have a number of clinics where we'll set up shop and maybe we'll see 5 people. So we haven't seen any significant increase since we've been talking about the Delta variant. We haven't seen a significant increase since the governor's lottery. You know, I'm not sure what it's going to take.
Look, here's the thing. Like, everyone who knows anything about me knows that I respect Gibby Harris immensely.
Yep.
And I respect Dina DiIorio immensely. Because, like I said, I don't care if you like what they have to say.
They'll shoot straight.
They never beat around the bush on what they're thinking, ever.
Yep.
Even if you don't agree with it,
yeah.
But at least you know what they're thinking, yep. Right? And the fact that she's threw in the lottery.
I mean,
you didn't even ask about the lottery. She threw it out there.
You know, it's interesting. She said that she hates to think, and we'll talk more with her about this at 6, that people are going to be divided with us versus them. You got the shot, I don't. And but it's very interesting that even the offer of $1 million is, people are like, no, I'm not getting it.
Well, you know, and the thing is, Governor Cooper was asked about, as a matter of fact, specifically, I asked Governor Cooper about that. Now that I remember, I asked him specifically about that, about, are you seeing an increase in, like, people? And because he was, like, sort of beating around the bush, and I'm like, well, but is it doing what you had hoped? And his answer to me then, this is when he was doing that health center thing here in near UNC Charlotte. And his answer then, Mark, was, well, we had seen it wasn't having an impact in other states. Well, wait a minute. Then why are you doing that here?
Yeah, I know.
And he was hoping that it would, even though in not a single other state was there an impact other than Ohio, which was the very first one.
And they were early to the game. It was a novelty then. They did it first. And all the ones that have done it since then, it hasn't been that big a deal.
It really hasn't. So I think it is funny that she just offered that nugget without being asked about it. That's great. So give us a quick, in broadcasting terms, tease. Like, what else did you guys happen to discuss?
Well, the reason we talked to her today is because the county health department now says all 800 of their employees have to get the shot. Now, they are not going to be quite as hard-nosed as Atrium is. Now, I mean, they're going to have to get the shot, but they will have some exemptions. And if somebody just goes, no, I'm not getting it, there could be some discipline, but they won't fire them. Whereas Atrium has said to me in an email last week, we may fire them if they don't take it. And see, I think this is a very interesting thing, because I know a number of doctors in this town who are not taking the shot. And I asked Atrium specifically, what percentage of your medical staff is vaxxed? And they will not give that information up.
No. Atrium hide facts and figures? You're kidding me, Mark Garrison.
So I would love to know how many doctors and nurses also have some reluctance and have not taken the shot.
Well, and so we know that Atrium's doing it. We know that Novant will. We know that Mecklenburg County is. We know that New York City employees are doing it. We know California State employees are doing it.
Yep.
We know the VA has now made it mandatory. You wonder if at some point school systems will make it mandatory.
Yeah, I could see that.
And now I would think in places, let's say Gaston County, Union County, I doubt that would ever happen.
Right.
But Durham County, Mecklenburg County, Wake County,
mm-hmm.
I could almost see that being mandatory.
Yeah, I agree with you. Yeah.
You know? Wait a minute. You're the ones who screamed about going back to school and everyone was going to die. I use this example all the time. The Union County parade from the teachers in Union County that literally had a Hearst in the parade with like a 9-year-old girl holding a sign saying, please don't kill my mommy, because they were going to send her back to school to teach.
Well, and the other big fight in schools, of course, the mask, because Governor Cooper last week was like, wear a mask at school, but he's not going to make it an order. And now we've got school systems popping up in the area going, no, we're not going to go along with the governor and require a mask.
Optional is the key term. Yeah, so Mooresville came out, said optional.
Yep.
You have Caldwell County, Cleveland County, and Hickory Public Schools doing that today. You know, CMS right now, no word on CMS what they're going to do that. Gaston County's tomorrow. Union County's already said optional.
Yep.
And I think just from a parent standpoint, or let's do this from a city government standpoint. If you make mask mandatory, what you're saying is you're not smart enough as a parent. You're not you literally have no idea how to be a parent.
Right.
Where all these other options, schools, even the hardcore ones that say, I think we should wear masks, but they're like, you know what? I'm okay because I can make my daughter wear a mask if I want to.
Mm-hmm.
And that's fine.
Yeah. You know, and Gibby makes the point, she doesn't think there's much of an appetite now for another mask mandate in North Carolina or locally. And I think she's absolutely right about that. So interesting, if you go out now, you still see people wearing masks.
Mm-hmm,
but
mm-hmm.
boy, the number has dropped massively.
Yeah. I mean, I can literally tell you, I was only asked to put on a mask 3 times in 18 days in Europe.
Wow.
Once was in a bookstore in Bucharest. And I didn't have a mask with me because nowhere in Romania were they making you wear a mask, even though it was technically mandatory. The only other times I had to wear a mask was multiple times in Kiev. My Uber driver would tell me to put on a mask. I'm like, dude, I'm in the back seat, but okay. And then the only other time I had to wear a mask, Mark Garrison, was when I was at Auschwitz.
Wow, that's interesting.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. Those were the only Ubers in Kiev. A bookstore in Bucharest and Auschwitz in Poland. Those, and two of the times, it's like, I don't even have a mask.
Did they loan you one?
At the bookstore, I had to buy two for a dollar. I bought two for a dollar. I did take a mask to Auschwitz because you wear them on public transportation.
Right.
Especially in Poland. They're very strict about that. So I had one, and there were like half the times in Kiev, I didn't have a mask on. I was like, well, you can let me out. Just let me out. That's fine. I don't have a mask. You can let me out or you can take me to my destination and get paid. And they always wanted to get paid.
That's right.
Like, your choice, dude. Your choice. You can play Russian roulette, no pun intended, all you want. Because they hate the Russians over there. They really do.
Yeah.
They really, really do. But yeah. So I'm really looking forward to hearing what you've got to say with Gibby later on. That's funny that we both reached out to Gibby on the same day and had no idea. They're like, because I reached out and they're like, oh, well, Mark's talking to her. I was like, oh, well, that's fine.
Mark
I'll just
scooped
have
me.
I'll have Mark ask my questions for me. That saves me the hassle.
That's right.
So A, thank you for asking question,
yep.
And B, I look forward to hearing that as well. And maybe we'll have you come back in about 30 minutes.
You're out here hustling, but you're also using the McDonald's app to have your favorites delivered to your door. That's hustling smarter. Order McDelivery in the McDonald's app at participating McDonald's.
News Talk 1110 and 99.3 WBT. Brett Jensen here with you. I want to thank Mark Garrison who joined us, and he'll be joining us again shortly. Coming up, in about 25 minutes from now, Mark will be joining us again to give us a preview of what's going on tonight with Charlotte at 6. And by the way, everyone, be careful out there. I literally just had to go out to my car in the parking lot, and instead of playing dodgeball, I felt like I was playing Dodge the Lightning Bolt. Streaks of lightning just that are hitting the ground somewhere. They're hitting something, because these aren't just like flashes in the sky, like actual, you see the bolts. And it's like, woof. And like the lights here have flickered a couple times, which means, we're going to have to go on generator and all that. But just everyone, if you're out and about, seriously, be extremely careful. I was really nervous walking the 100 yards or 75 yards to my car out in the elements. And it wasn't even really raining. It was a sprinkle. But it was the lightning bolts that were flying all around. So just take heed, take caution. You know, don't hold a golf club up in the air. You know, things like that.
Yeah.
You know, simple things. Although there was a famous joke that Lee Trevino once told. Lee Trevino, one of the greatest golfers of all time, he told while sitting in with Johnny Carson. And Lee Trevino was talking about having one of the greatest rounds of his life in the middle of like a heavy rainstorm, sort of like the scene from Caddyshack that we've all seen. And Johnny Carson said to Lee Trevino, "Weren't you like worried about this? Like, you know, lightning bolts, and you're sitting there holding irons?" And he goes, "Yeah, I wasn't worried. Even God can't hit a one iron. So if you know anything about golf, that's like the hardest club on the planet to hit. It's extremely hard." He goes, "Oh, even God can't hit a one iron." So he was making a joke about that. So I know you have to explain the joke to those who don't play golf. I understand that. But my point is, I was out there. I'm like, all right, I'm a little nervous right now. Because like the lightning was flying fast and furious. So, all right. So Lori Lightfoot, no relation to Gordon, mayor of Chicago. She did an interview where she said, if you remember, she said that she was never going to do interviews with white journalists, only non-white journalists. And she said that she was appalled every time she would go to a press conference and see so many white faces and not enough black and brown and Asian faces. So therefore, she decided that she wasn't going to talk to any white reporters. Didn't matter if you were male or female. Didn't matter if you were homosexual or straight. That was irrelevant. It was all about your skin color. So she did an interview that came out today that said, I think it was for a magazine or a website. Actually, I think it was for a website. And she said, "Look, I don't regret saying it. I'd do it again. And as a matter of fact, every single person that's gotten a one-on-one with her has been a person of color." Now, we're talking about a woman who has just been a disaster by sticking her foot in her mouth 18 ways to Sunday since she took over. People have a right to riot and protest. And then calls the police chief, "Just don't let them protest on my street because my neighbors will be upset." Wait, what? And then, of course, there are a lot of other things. Here are the restrictions. You can't do this. You can't do that. You can't do this because of COVID. And then goes and does those very things that she says you can't do. And got busted doing it. Just like Nancy Pelosi, Gavin Newsom, and so many others who are politicians. Who threw the lockdown. And then did what they said you couldn't do. So now she's doing this. And she will only be a one-term mayor because she's such a disaster. Like, even the Democrats don't like her in Chicago. They really don't. And so, which, you know, Chicago is nothing but Democrats. And even they don't like her. So, but again, Lori Lightfoot saying she would do the exact same thing.
One morning, you just walk in with a bag of everyone's faves from McDonald's, drop it on the counter, and say, "Breakfast is on me." Boom! That's the power of saving money on the McDonald's app. Hope you can handle all that. Save money with the app. At participating McDonald's, must opt into rewards.
Given the exact same situation. Telling you, I was one of those kids. Like, if I knew I was in a subject that I could not pass, TJ and I are talking about this during the commercial break. I was literally one of those kids, because I saw this in a movie and I thought it would be good. I was literally one of those kids that would write the answers on the inside of my sunglasses. So you take the sunglasses off. They're mirrors so that you can't see on the outside. You take them off, you set them on your desk, and in a little cutout piece of paper on the inner side of the lens were like the answers to some of the tests written really small, because I could write really small, like crazy small, and I would have them like there on my desk with the, and I would be able to see them. It was like, I think I was in like English class and like math class, like with some of the theorems or whatever.
Why are you so focused on your sunglasses, Brett?
No, it would just sit there and be like, "Brett, take your sunglasses off." "Okay." And you put them on the desk, because when you got them on, you can't see out.
Right.
You literally can't see anything. You're just waiting for the teacher to tell you to take them off. And when you take them off, you put them on the desk, and they're not thinking anything about it.
Listen up, kids.
But you were screwed if they didn't ask you to take off the sunglasses. She's like, dang it. Because if she's asking you to take them off, she assumes that you can see out of them. They're not thinking that there's written paper on the inside. Yeah. Or in college, like when I had to take astronomy and I was just awful at it because it involved all this math stuff and I am not a mathematician. And I didn't realize. I thought, oh, we're just going to look at the stars and Saturn, which was our lab. And I got an A in our lab because it was once a week at night. And that's what we would do, literally. But the class, Monday, Wednesday, Friday, was all math and prisms and speed of light and all this stuff. And I was a disaster. And I got a D in that class. I got a 1-0 in that class. But on test days, I would wear a hat because in college you can wear hats. I'd wear a hat. Pull it way low and keep my eyes and you know, like I'm looking at my paper, looking down at my desk, but I'm really like my eyes are glancing to the left and to the right, going, all right, what are they writing, what bubble are they circling in? Yeah, I had to do that. Yeah, I actually once paid another player, he was a baseball player, to take, he was sitting next to me in art appreciation. And I thought that was going to be an easy class. And that was I tried to take the first class, and we're sitting in this massive auditorium that holds like 500 people, and it's dark, and we're sitting near the back, and I'm almost falling asleep, and they're just showing slides. That's all they're doing, showing slides.
Right.
Well, this is a such and such, and impressionism, and da-da-da.
Appreciate this.
And I'm like, and you're just supposed to watch it, because I thought, Britt, would you like to see some art? Well, I'd appreciate that. That's what I thought art appreciation was.
Yeah.
And so they're talking techniques and styles and impressionisms and eras. And there was this baseball player, obviously, and I knew him. And he sat right next to me, and I was like, dude. And he was in the same class. And the very first test, I got like a 50. And I tried, which really pissed me off, because I tried and got a 50. And he pulled out like a 90-something. And I literally said, I will give you $20 a test. And I paid him $20 a test. And we're in this vast auditorium. I was like, dude, and you weren't supposed to sit next to someone because the auditorium was so big. I said, sit directly in front of me and pass it through the seat behind your back underneath. Like, you know, I said, just do it that way and I'll grab it and I'll just copy it. And then, yeah, we'll do it that way. I paid him $20 in art appreciation. Yeah.
So what do you think of art now?
You know what's funny? I find it fascinating. I really do. No,
you just took that class too late.
I will say this, like sculptors and stuff like that, they don't move the needle for me. Like pottery and like, you know, whatever. Vases, don't care. But in terms of paintings, like when I went to Museum of Modern Art, MoMA, in New York City, and I went to a lot of, you know, I went to like some portrait galleries in D.C., and I've been to, you know, I've been to a lot of the art museums in Manhattan, and I find them fascinating. Like looking at Jackson Pollock and Andy Warhol, you know, and I saw Starry Night by Vincent van Gogh in person, and I find all that really fascinating and really cool. And you're looking at the textures, because when you're really, really up close, you don't see the big picture, but you see it's not just yellow. It's yellow with a tiny hint of orange, with a tiny hint of this, with a tiny hint of that, that right. Gives it its glow. And you don't see that looking back when you're far away. But when you're really close and you see how the yellow, it's moldy, like it's got mold to it. Like, I don't mean like mold, dust and mold. I mean like it's got shape to it.
Right, yeah.
And it sticks out and it's like 3D, like, you know, it's rough edges. And it's really cool. But at the time... 19-year-old Brett? No, there were only three things I cared about at that age, and all three began with the letter B. One was...
We got it.
One was baseball. One was beer. And you can think of the other one. So...
Barbecue.
There you go. Barbie dolls. Yes. Barbecue, Barbies, yeah. But yeah, so But yeah, no, that's so funny about the. Did you ever cheat? Dude, I like in high school.
No comment.
Dude, in high school, because I was playing, you know, I played sports and stuff in high school. And you're getting done so late at night, and I'm like, okay, especially subjects that I just didn't care about, that I knew would never have an impact in my life, right? Just, I knew just would never have an impact, or something that I would never use, the Pythagorean theorem. I mean, I knew that. I knew that, right? And so, but in high school, I would go to a homeroom, and invariably, I'd always talk to a girl, and the girl would always give me her homework. Like, what would you? Oh, do you have Miss So and So? Hey, what, do you have Miss Minner for English? Yeah. Did you do last night's homework? You got last night's homework? Yeah. Can I see that real quick? And write it down. I know that's awful, but hey, at least I'm honest about it. Right?
You're a shining example.
Maybe this is why to this day Ashbrook hasn't asked me to give the commencement speech.
They're definitely not going to now.
Yeah, I don't think they ever were. I mean, I don't know if I still hold the school record for most days of in-school suspension in a single year.
That's not a reason to ask you back.
But, hey, no, see, the reason they should have me back is go, look what he used to be and look what he became. You, too, can have hope even if you're a derelict. Like, I should be the shining star example. Of pulling myself up out of the gutter and becoming the beacon on the hill.
Some would definitely say you're still in the gutter.
You're out here hustling, but you're also using the McDonald's app to have your favorites delivered to your door. That's hustling smarter. Order McDelivery in the McDonald's app at participating McDonald's.
More. Limited time only. Price and participation may vary. Valid for item of equal or less
news
value.
Talk 1110.
Restrictions apply.
To me. I don't
Boomer
know.
Boomer Bob Kennan. WBT traffic. Now with the news update, Steve Counts.
Thank you, Boomer. Vatican prosecutors alleging a series of scandals and will be the biggest criminal trial in the Vatican's modern history. It starts tomorrow with the Vatican Museum. The once powerful cardinal, nine other people were answered to charges and accused him of leading the Holy See of millions of dollars in donations through bad investment deals with shady money managers and apparent favors to friends and family. They face prison sentences and fines if convicted. The trial is the culmination of a two-year investigation into the Holy See's flawed €350 million London real estate venture.
He got like a 90-something, so I just paid him $20 for every test.
Wow.
Oh, and by the way, walked out of that class with a 3.0.
There you go.
Walked out. Would have had a 4.0 if I wouldn't have failed the first test with a 50. But yeah, so...
But kids at home, see, if you follow Brett's example, you'll end up someday with a low-paying radio service in Greenville,
Spartanburg. You too can have what I have. Did you ever cheat? I only cheated in classes I didn't care about.
You know, I didn't in college, but I... when I was in the 11th grade, I got caught cheating on a journalism test. And I thought it was sort of going to go away. Late that afternoon, I was called by my teacher to come by her office, and my father was sitting there.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Oh.
Also have a flood advisory for Mecklenburg County. That's in the rest of the forecast for the next 24 hours and 60 seconds. WBT News Time, 546.
Mark Spain Real Estate sells more than 21 homes per day, and Mark Spain Real Estate has served the real estate industry for over 25 years with over 25,000 satisfied clients and over $5.4 billion in sales. Listen to what Mary had to say about her experience with Mark Spain Real Estate.
Of course, we'll start off with Gibby Harris. The health department is going to require all of its employees to be vaxxed by the 7th of September. And Gibby's got some pretty interesting things to say. She's a little worried that we're going to have an us versus them mentality on I'm vaxxed, you're not, or you are, and I'm not. And
we'll find out what Mark Spain's guaranteed offer would be on your
growing
home today.
Growing problem with the cops say continues. People firing shots and hitting innocent victims happens a lot in Charlotte. Now it's happening in Monroe. 13-year-old girl killed over the weekend. Just wrong place, wrong time.
With the Mark Spain Real Estate guaranteed offer, you can receive an all cash offer can close in as little as 21 days. Go to markspain.com. That's markspain.com
totally
to get a guaranteed offer today and start back.
Yeah, exactly.
Interesting new survey. Forecast. Most of urban, us have gift cards that we have not used, County so it's like cash just
especially
sitting.
Severe so cell, as you just heard there from the National Weather Service. In southwestern Mecklenburg County and northwestern York County, be careful. Scattered thunderstorms overnight tonight, too. Lows early tomorrow morning, mid-70s. More isolated thunderstorms in the forecast for tomorrow afternoon. High temps Tuesday, upper 80s, now 74 degrees in uptown Charlotte.
And I'm Steve Counts, WBT News. Christmas gift.
Are you one of the millions of homeowners who haven't refinanced yet? If so, I'm here to tell you, it's not too late. I am Wesley Hogan with Westland Financial. Although the lowest rates may be in our rearview mirror, as the economy recovers from the biggest economic shock of our lifetime, rates still remain near historic lows. In fact, with the dramatic increase in home values, this may be the perfect time to put that new home equity to work. Take advantage of our cash-out refi program and pay off high-rate credit cards, car loans, or other high-interest rate debt. Or finally make those home improvements you put on hold for so long. Best of all, we can do this with no closing costs. That's right. Whether it's a conventional, FHA, or VA loan, we'll pay for your title, settlement, lender, and recording fees. So call Westland at 888-455-3669. That's 888-455-3669. It's the biggest no-brainer in the history of mankind.
888-455-3669.
NMLS number 3304.
Equal housing lender. So you've looked at your 401k and IRA statements and said, great, they're out. Then you look around and see the economy is not so great. Is Wall Street giving us a false sense of security? Hey, Vince Coakley here. Joe Pat Root and his team at Belmont Capital Advisors can help you navigate through these uncertain times. Imagine if you could retire comfortably and not have to worry about your retirement dollars at risk. That is retiring with confidence.
Right.
If you're serious,
exactly
call Belmont Capital Advisors now for your complimentary one-page retirement income
really
plan, including asset protection,
well,
and taxes, and the bedrock of any retirement income. Call 704-946-7000. That's 704-946-7000. Online at belmont-capital.com. And listen to Joe Pat's radio show, Retirement for Living, Saturday mornings at 10. You're at News Talk 1110 and 99.3 WBT.
Belmont Capital Advisors is a financial services firm that offers a broad array of products and services. North Carolina license number 100047399. Vince Coakley was compensated for his time.
And we look forward to doing this all over again.
Are you thinking about refinancing your home to get cash out for college, a renovation, or to pay off debt? The last thing you want to do is pay thousands of dollars in unnecessary closing costs just to access the equity in your home. After all, you have plans for that money. Cap your closing costs with Cap Center, your local North Carolina lender.
We just helped a client who was a professional chef finance the remodeling of his dream kitchen. By avoiding typical closing costs, he had even more money to put towards the premium quality he had hoped for. So the cash-out refinance has been a win-win-win for him. We were able to get his rate down, he's using the cash for something he is passionate about, and the money is actually going back into his home.
Cap your closing costs. Visit capcenter.com. Equal housing lender. Visit capcenter.com for rates, savings, and offer limitations. NMLS ID 67717. NMLSconsumeraccess.org.
Sleeping in your moldy, damp crawl space? That sounds crazy. But in reality, while you're asleep in your home, you're breathing that very same air. Unhealthy, damp air that causes doors to stick, floors to buckle, and even makes your family sick. Hey, I'm Ron with DryPro. Don't spend one more day or night with an unhealthy crawl space. Right now, DryPro is offering free crawl space inspections. Give us a call today. Go to number4drypro.com. That's the number4drypro.com.
Hey, it's Thomas Elrod, and we have an exciting program called High Performance Heroes that gives back to our local school teachers, firefighters, EMS, law enforcement, active and retired military, and healthcare professionals. We're committing financial resources to help them buy or sell a house or assist them with urgent financial needs. We're so thankful for these selfless heroes that go above and beyond every day. Who do you know that High Performance Real Estate Advisors can serve today? To learn more about this program or to nominate a local hero, go to highperformanceheroes.org. That's highperformanceheroes.org.
Vince Coakley.
We have meteorologists, and I'm not knocking meteorologists. I have some who are friends of mine. Meteorologists struggle to get today's forecast correct. And yet these folks know what's going to happen 10 years from now. Weather is one thing. You can't get weather right. How the heck are you going to get long-term climate right?
Stay connected. Vince Coakley. Tomorrow morning at 10. WBT.
Your emergency situation station.
See, he's already laughing. News Talk 1110.
It's that music. It does it to me. I don't know why. It's kind of funky.
News Talk 1110 and 99.3 WBT. I told you he would be coming back, and that is Mr. Mark Garrison sitting here with me, Brett Jensen, on the Brett Winterbull Show. All right, so Mr. Garrison, real quick before we get into what's coming up at Charlotte 6, TJ and I just had a very distinctive conversation about cheating in high school and college, and I gave away some of my tricks, and I literally paid like another baseball player $20 to take every test for me in art appreciation, because I tried on my own and I failed the first test, and he got like a 90 something, so I just paid him $20 for every test.
Wow.
Oh, and by the way, walked out of that class with a 3.0.
There you go.
Walked out. Would have had a 4.0 if I wouldn't have failed the first test with a 50. But yeah, so.
But kids at home, see, if you follow Brett's example, you'll end up someday with a low-paying radio job.
You, too, can have what I have. Did you ever cheat? I only cheated in classes I didn't care about.
You know, I didn't in college, but when I was in the 11th grade, I got caught cheating on a journalism test. And I thought it was sort of going to go away. Late that afternoon, I was called by my teacher to come by her office, and my father was sitting there.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Oh. 11th grade journalism.
You learned a good lesson with that.
Well, there's a joke now about still cheating in journalism as a reporter for WBT or something. There's a joke there somewhere.
Yeah, really. And he's still in journalism? What? He's still,
what? Well, look, we got Brett Jensen and Mark Garrison, a couple of cheaters. Well, that speaks well for WBT.
Yep, there you go.
So what we got coming up tonight?
Well, of course, we'll start off with Gibby Harris. The health department is going to require all of its employees to be vaxxed by the 7th of September. And Gibby's got some pretty interesting things to say. She's a little worried that we're going to have an us versus them mentality on I'm vaxxed, you're not, or you are and I'm not. And she's concerned about that. Growing problem with the cops say continues. People firing shots and hitting innocent victims happens a lot in Charlotte. Now it's happening in Monroe. 13-year-old girl killed over the weekend. Just wrong place, wrong time.
That's unbelievable. I mean, it really. I mean, it's. I use that word sparingly, meaning that I totally believe that it's happening, but I can't believe this is happening.
Yeah, exactly. Interesting new survey. Most of us have gift cards that we have not used, so it's like cash just sitting.
So, Mark Garrison, yeah. This literally happened to me the week before I went to Europe. I'm looking for something, and so I need some papers and some documents, and I'm looking for stuff so I can have my little folders when I get to all these little countries, my manila folders, and I come across a Christmas gift for Honey Baked Hams, right? You know, like the company, which I love, Honey Baked Ham, and they're a little expensive, but I love them. And it wasn't even like the credit card gift card. It was a piece of paper, like gift certificate, piece of paper.
Yeah.
From 2000.
Was it still good?
I don't know. It was for $25. And I'm like, and I still have it. I'm like, I need to take this by and see if they'll honor it.
Absolutely. Well, apparently your experience is very common. People get them and forget about them and throw them in drawers. And so we'll talk about that. Apparently Joe Gillespie, in working on this story, found dozens he hadn't used.
Wow. Well, I was going to say they obviously weren't restaurants.
I don't know if Joe's listening there or not. Oh, and at 6:35, we have the Monday News Quiz, and Steve Counts gets to play today.
Oh, I want to know what happened last week, because I'd missed it right. I got home right when it was coming on. So who won last week?
I think, did Anna win by again? One point, I think?
Anna,
like
you guys, you and Boomer, TJ, you guys are an embarrassment. Maybe the good news is, you know, now you've got, what, three guys playing, so at least a guy will finally win.
Exactly, instead of the smartest girl in the room.
That's exactly
right. Oh, she's the only girl in the room.
That's right, the smartest person in the room. That's right. That's exactly right. Oh, that's great. Well, I look forward to this, and I'm really looking forward to the Gibby Harris thing as well, and more of the gift cards, because I literally found a Honey Baked Ham gift card for $25, a piece of paper from the year 2000.
Well, go over there tomorrow on your way to work, can see if they'll give it to you, and then you can bring it in here, and we'll all help you eat it.
We'll see what happens. Yeah. I actually need to. All right, Mark, I appreciate it.
All right.
All right, so Mark Garris from Charlotte at 6 coming up momentarily. Thanks for everyone for listening. Thanks for all the phone calls and for all those of you that stood on hold. I'm sorry I couldn't get to you today. Hopefully we can get to you again tomorrow, and we look forward to doing this all over again. You are listening to News Talk 1110 and 99.3 WBT, The Brett Winterbull Show.